All right, so Steve.
Yeah.
Why do you want this job?
Why do I want this job? I guess the main reason is to continue learning. I love learning things. And when I used to live in Northern California, this area was a place where I only got occasionally. And I can see that it's on the brink of so many interesting changes, whether it's demographic changes, economic changes, the agriculture, water, all the things that the station has been interested in, and I'd like to take part in telling the people who live here some of the stories about that, soliciting from them stories so that they can talk to each other and making positive things happen in the community to the extent that a public media organization can do that.
And of your varied and lifelong experience, which pieces of it do you think are most applicable here?
I suppose I was really changed by the year that I spent recently in Kansas City. That year allowed me to say, okay, how do you come into a community knowing no one, knowing nothing, and learn enough about it to start to have an impact there? And the fact that we were able to use religion as a way in was so deep and profound for so many people there. As soon as you asked them about their religion, they started to tell you so much about themselves, and each of those stories added up to a real picture of the community. Now, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. I'm not going to be in the article, but...
No, the article is actually about you, not about me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. So how long have you been doing this job?
I started at KRCB in 1998, initially as the radio station manager for what was then a very young station. And over the first few years, oversaw the construction of our new studio, the build-out of our additional studios, the addition of our transmitter, our translator, I should say, our secondary broadcast outlet, and kind of the fleshing out and stabilization of the operation in partnership with the staff who was already on board, notably our former program director, Robin Pressman. And when all of that had begun to stabilize, we had enough of a basis to begin doing some news operation, which of course is where my history prior to KRCB had been concentrated. So that was the origin of the North Bay Report in, I think, 2004. And over time that has become a more complex and nuanced project. We've grown the news department now, so it's 1.5 people. North Bay Report was initially on one time in the afternoon. It's now 3 times a day. It's now on the web with a considerable additional amount of material. And I've enjoyed the opportunity to tell a lot of stories and kind of hold a mirror back up to Sonoma County about what's going on and how we feel about it.
Now, you said right before you came here you were doing news. Where was that?
I broke in with KPFK down in Los Angeles in the, when would that have been, mid-70s, late-70s. Subsequently worked in Ventura, up at South Lake Tahoe and Reno, and then came to Sonoma County, where I worked in local newspapers for a while before this radio opportunity emerged, and did a little freelance radio stuff on the side here and there. So I've spent time doing both print and broadcast journalism, but radio has always been my first love.
Yeah. If you were asked to say what the top three changes in the area have been over the last 10 years or so, what would you talk about?
I think it has been urbanized somewhat more, and so we're seeing the consequences of that both in the housing shortage, particularly in the traffic concentration and substantial population growth. I think it has seen a greater ethnic diversity than was here when I got here, for sure, and all the things that ripple out from that, particularly the social issues and the attempts to integrate what were small minorities and are now larger minorities and benefit from what they bring to the social mix. And I think the other thing that's changed a lot during that time has been the technology. Simply, when I started working here, the internet was happening, but it wasn't the central or inescapable piece of the daily activities that it is now. And so the pace of news has accelerated a lot. And the pace of everybody's lives has accelerated a lot, which makes it a little bit harder to be spontaneous in doing the kind of reporting we do, you have to think a little further out to make sure you have time to get a hold of the people that you want to have tell the story. I'd say those are the main things.
Mm-hmm. Is there one particular story that is going to stand out in your mind as something that was meaningful and particularly important to the community that you had the opportunity to tell in a certain way?
I would say the election coverage has been a big piece of that, the chance to talk to a lot of the candidates, particularly at the city council level, and in some cases watch them ascend to higher positions as both our current state senator and our assemblyman from Healdsburg are examples of that. It's one of those things where there is so much variety and such a plethora of ideas and interesting people and issues that it's really hard to pick one that stands out. It's all part of this wonderful, rich fabric of the community that you get to look at one corner one day and another aspect another day, and some of them are just interesting people and their individual stories, and some of them are broad issues that are going to affect everybody, but seen through a local lens.
What's next for you?
Well, fewer deadlines is one thing I say. I hope to play a little more tennis. The other thing I say, there's a lot of deferred maintenance on the home front, but I think a little slowing down and look for ways to participate in and contribute to the community on a less scheduled basis.
How good a tennis player are you? I play tennis, too. I would be looking for people to play with.
Well, once upon a time, I was about a 3.5 player. I think I've probably lapsed a little bit as the knees have gotten older and creakier, but I haven't played since last night.
If you were to give me one piece of advice taking on this job that you've created and done for all these years, that's 10 years as a news director, has it been?
More than
10 years as the news director, per se. One piece of advice you'd give me?
Look for the stories that aren't being told elsewhere. I think that's what has enabled the North Bay Report to really create an identity for itself. There is a dominant newspaper in this community. It's an unusual market in that respect, where there is such a concentrated perception of that is the local news source. It's not really true, but that's a common perception. And the weekly papers and the other media outlets are making a contribution, papers in particular, media less so. So look for a way to be different, to stand out, to offer something that isn't necessarily being heard elsewhere.
Okay, thanks. I'll take that to heart.